Hello, respected viewers. This is George from Ireland. Now, guess where I am? No, not the Sistine Chapel. This is the Sheldonian Theatre of Oxford University. And look at this scene on the ceiling. Okay, so this theatre is used for graduation ceremonies, matriculation ceremonies, and so forth. It was based on Marcellus's theatre in ancient Rome. Now, a Roman theatre would be open to the sky. The weather being what it is in this country, they couldn't do that. So they painted the sky and the ceiling with this heavenly scene. So come down to earth for a bit. Here we are. So built in the 1870s by the celebrated architect Sir Christopher Wren, who was an Oxford graduate, who went to Wadham College, who built rebuilt St. Paul's after the Great Fire of London, 1666. 59 churches in London, indeed most of London, after 1666. So he had no training as an architect whatsoever. You said you were an architect, you were one of those days. That's the main door, doesn't face onto the street. Too tall even for me. Okay, so what else was I going to say? Yeah, matriculation of people join the university. They're sort of sworn into the university about a week later, having to wear subfusc, which is like the uniform, their black gown, and their dark suit can be black, charcoal grey, or navy blue. Wearing a gown, commoner's gown if it's your first degree, other longer gowns according to which degrees you already have. You already had a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, a doctorate. Your mortar board must carry it, not allowed to wear it until you graduate. Look, this is the Chancellor's seat. The Chancellor, he is the highest person in the university. Having said that, it's so far it's only ever been a man, but it has been open to women for a century. See all these carvings here, not sure what the significance is of this almost Sphinx-like figure on the side. Currently is Lord William Jefferson Haig, formerly Foreign Secretary, leader of the Conservative Unionist Party, Oxford graduate. So anyone can stand for that office. You don't need to be an Oxonian or a graduate of any university or indeed a Britisher or indeed resident of the United Kingdom. It seems to be anyone in the world could stand. It's very, very easy to nominate. Okay, so you can seat roughly 1,000 people. But for graduation, they'll usually have about 300 people because usually the parents want to be with them. You can see some portraits up here, bishops with a bishop's mitre above them, as in supposed to look like a tongue of flame, where the tongues of flame coming out of the heads of the 12 apostles at Pentecost after the ascension of the Lord. Anyway, you see this organ. It's used for concerts sometimes. And now Gilbert Sheldon is named in his honour. He was Chancellor of the University when it was built, and he was also Archbishop of Canterbury, as in the highest priest in the realm. He presides over royal weddings, baptisms, funerals, and so forth. Okay, ceremonial chair, look at that. So that office of Chancellor is held for life. So there is no retirement age. The previous one, Lord Patten of Barnes, he retired. He was the last governor of Hong Kong and a Conservative politician, but all the other ones have died on post, like Lord Jenkins of Hill Head, sometime Home Secretary, Chancellor Exchequer, founder of the Social Democratic Party. Okay, so that is a look inside the Sheldonian Theatre. Later you can get to the cupola, which will afford you a splendiferous panorama over central Oxford. Give you a look at what it's like on the inside. It's got fantastic acoustics. So pay £6 to get inside. Look at the basement. Theatre floor, ladies' gallery, upper gallery. In the old days, ladies would be up in the gallery. So, all right, now there's the entrance. So that's enough for the moment. Are we not allowed? I think we are allowed to go up to the cupola. I haven't been here for years and years. Old printing loft. Or maybe I will go up to the cupola, actually. Film all the way. Because it's over 8 minutes, I can monetize it. So the old wooden stairs. There is no lift. And lower gallery is locked. Okay. I've only been up to the cupola once, and that was in 2004. Bit of Exeter College over there, the back wall of Exeter College. No doubt the upper gallery is locked too. There's no particular reason people need to get in it. very grey day, considering it's still August, into one of the gardens of Exeter College, which is one of the constituent colleges of Oxford University, there being 39. I'd forgotten this room was up here like this. Okay. So, it's astonishing. Anyway, so there's a 21-metre span and there are oak trusses under the roof. You see all these interlocking timbers, that's how it works. It had to be rebuilt in 1802. What else about the Sheldonian Theatre? Anyway, so that's kind of to gather people. Obviously can't gather that many people. So everything was done in St. Mary's Church, St. Mary the Virgin Church, the University Church, till this was built. So there we go. Really, that's it? What else would I know? So it cost £14,000 to build. Well, even I could afford that now. Towards Northgate Tower at St. Michael's Church with a St. George's Cross flag flying, Boars Hill outside. This is Exeter College Chapel quite close to us. Southgate Tower beyond the medieval tower. We can't quite see Oxford Castle because it goes down towards the river. Across a bit of Trinity College with their flag flying from their chapel. Further down Broad Street I see Balliol College. So look how flat it is. To the north, and I can see on the skyline, I can see the observatory up on Observatory Street, and down here to Broad Street again, the Western Library, formerly called the New Bodleian Library. Over there, beyond that mews, the King's Arms and Wadham College. What else is there? Yes, there should be 12 mews, there's only three, and then the other been taken down for repair, and beyond to New College. Look at the hills beyond. John Radcliffe Hospital on the eastern edge of the city. You see the Bridge of Sighs there, uniting the two halves of Hertford College. And over here is the old Bodleian Library, the old school's quadrangle of the Bodleian, and more of the Bodleian. Look at the Radcliffe Camera beyond, and behind it we can see St. Mary the Virgin, the University Church. You see UNIV, University College, with a flag flying in the distance over there. How magnificent it is. I can see bit of the huge tower of Merton College Chapel in the distance. Okay, so let's not climb out onto the roof. So that's it from the cupola. Good, good, good. Giving you a 360 panorama. Okay, so that's enough. I'll go down now. Thanks for watching, everyone.